Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
In the first 100 days of the Trump administration, the United States has embraced its role as a global leader by demonstrating strength and decisiveness on the world stage. On January 28th, the president signed an executive memorandum directing the Secretary of Defense to work with other cabinet members to develop a plan to defeat ISIS. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and the U.S. Department of State hosted the 68-member global coalition. In his remarks before coalition partners, Secretary Tillerson reiterated President Trump's position that it is the policy of the United States to demolish and destroy this barbaric terrorist organization. That is what we are going to do. In Syria, the United States mounted a military and diplomatic response 2 days after the Syrian regime's April 4th chemical weapons attack in Idlib province, which killed and injured nearly 100 innocent Syrian civilians. In response, President Trump ordered the launch of 59 Tomahawk cruise missiles aimed at the Shayrat airfield in Homs, from which the assault was launched. The United States has taken a strong stance against continued provocative actions by Iran as it relates to nonproliferation and counterterrorism. On March 21st, the United States imposed sanctions on 30 foreign entities and individuals in 10 countries pursuant to the Iran, North Korea, and Syria Nonproliferation Act. On April 18th, Secretary Tillerson announced a plan to conduct a review of U.S.-Iran policy across the entire government. Iran, said Mr. Tillerson, is the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism and is responsible for intensifying multiple conflicts and undermining U.S. interests in countries such as Syria, Yemen, Iraq, and Lebanon, and continuing to support attacks against Israel. With regard to North Korea, President Trump has laid out a new policy, which aims to pressure North Korea into dismantling its nuclear, ballistic missile, and proliferation programs by tightening economic sanctions and pursuing diplomatic measures with U.S. allies and regional partners. Over these first 100 days, the United States under President Trump has demonstrated strong leadership within the international community and that the United States will continue to take the lead on the global stage.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.